truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The Australian truck sales industry has achieved more than 40,000 sales in a calendar year for the first time. VFACTS data for 2018 shows that for the whole of the year, truck and heavy commercial vehicle sales totaled 41,426 units. That total is up 12.4% on the 2017 total. December, though, wasn't as strong as the results of earlier in the year. 3,454 new trucks and heavy vans were handed over to customers in the month. That's down 0.7% on the same month last year. In December, DAF sold 66 trucks, Freightliner 28, Fuso 403, Hino 447, Hyundai 11, International 7, Isuzu 952, Iveco 235, Kenworth 259, Mack 105, MAN 88, Mercedes-Benz 86, Scania 68, UD 85, Volvo 143, and there were 18 sales for Western Star. It's a big achievement being a market leader for a decade. Two decades is nearly unheard of. And three decades, well, that's pretty remarkable. But that's exactly what Isuzu Australia Limited has achieved in the competitive Australian new truck sales market. At the end of 2018, in a buoyant market, Isuzu had again sold more trucks than any other brand. In total, Isuzu delivered 10,027 new trucks, capturing 24.2% of the total market. Isuzu Director and Chief Executive Officer Phil Taylor telling us the 30th straight year of market leadership was a very humbling result. It might seem like a given, but now there's proof that better pay helps transport companies keep their truck drivers longer. The American Trucking Association has released the latest turnover rate data showing an 11 percentage point drop among large truckload carriers in the US. This means among those carriers, the rate of drivers leaving their jobs was at a rate not seen since early 2017. And in a market crying out for truck drivers, the ATA says this means the higher rates of pay being offered to drivers is leading to higher rates of retention. Gordon Clamp is the founder and president of the National Transportation Institute. He agrees with the assessment of driver wages on turnover rates. He says the drop in turnover doesn't surprise because of the multiple pay increases delivered over the last 18 months or so. No one does heritage trucks like Kenworth, and now truck purchasers in North America can place an order for the latest incarnation of the legendary Kenworth W900. PACCAR USA has launched the Kenworth W990, and it's now available for order in North America. Designed for over-the-road and vocational applications, the W990 is available in day cab, 40-inch flat top and both 52-inch and 76-inch mid-roof sleeper configurations. Under the bonnet is a 510-horsepower PACCAR MX-13 engine, 12-speed PACCAR automated transmission, and PACCAR 40K tandem rear axles. The new truck was unveiled at an event in Las Vegas.
For this truck, it was all about the wow factor, that iconic appearance, and about the presence. We knew the W990 wanted to be a true driver's truck. It had to be authentic, genuine, and uniquely Kenworth. Something they would look over their shoulder and admire it after a long day on the road. We want to reward the drivers with the sharpest looking truck, the smoothest ride, and the most commanding view of the road.
Jonathan Duncan, Kenworth Design Director, talking about the new Kenworth W990. The big-selling Freightliner Cascadia has received a tech upgrade, enabling the truck to perform Level 2 autonomous driving. Level 2 will allow the Cascadia to assist the driver with automatic steering, braking, and accelerator functionality. Announcing the new capabilities of the Australia-bound model at the Consumer Electronics Show in the United States, Daimler Truck said the new radar and camera system can independently brake, accelerate, and steer the truck at any speed. And it's that ability to work at different speed ranges that makes it a first for a US series production truck. Daimler Truck's North America boss Martin Dorm saying the company plans to take the technology even further, promising to tackle highly automated trucks in the next couple of years. No word yet on whether the local version of the Freightliner Cascadia, which will launch this year, will boast the Level 2 autonomy tech, but we'll keep you updated. Peterbilt will be at the forefront of the electric truck revolution. Peterbilt Motors Company, a PACCAR-owned brand, has taken the covers off one of their first electric models. The Peterbilt Model 220 EV was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The all-electric medium-duty truck will go to market in the middle of this year, initially with one single operator in the US. The 220 EV joins the previously announced Model 520 EV and the Model 579 EV in the Peterbilt electric vehicle lineup. It's powered by two battery packs that deliver a drive range of about 160 Ks. Peterbilt and DAF Trucks are the first brands under the PACCAR banner to announce future electric models, while Kenworth is tied up in a venture with Toyota that's studying the use of hydrogen-powered heavy-duty trucks. Landon Sproul, PACCAR Vice President, tells us the manufacturer won't be left behind on electrification. He says they're excited about the opportunity to create the next generation of powertrains that are environmentally friendly and enhance our customers' operations.
Truck and Bus News, thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.